It's Tim Henson back here with you one more time for Distorted Review 2017. Today, we are looking back at November and December. Oh, they're good ones. It was getting cold outside. Leaves were falling. Winter was upon us. And that could mean only one thing. Gay Dom Santa Clauses with latex fetishes. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. But first, we start things off today with a new product for children addicted to opioids.
Today's Distorted View Show is brought to you by
Narcan Chewables. The best-selling brand of naloxone for children just got better now that they're infused with great-tasting tropical flavors like pineapple Percocet Punch, melon morphine mashup, and orange Valencia Vicodin Rush. 4 out of 5 child opioid addicts prefer Narcan to the alternative, which is overdosing. Narcan Chewables, over 10 million dead. Speaking of shut-ins, have you guys seen that video of a guy meeting a woman for a date? Except she wasn't expecting him. She was expecting someone way more attractive. I think the term is catfishing. Except he was recording this whole encounter to shame her. And why was he shaming her? Because she wasn't attracted to him on Tinder. She swiped the wrong way. As a matter of fact, all women swipe the wrong way. This guy is very upset that no one will go on a date with him. So he made a fake profile, found some, you know, pictures of attractive men, and got himself a date. And this is what happened on that date.
Your name is... Hi, how's it going?
Good.
What are you doing here?
What?
Oh, what are you, you're meeting with the bride, right?
Yeah.
By the way, this video naturally backfired completely, and everyone thinks he's the asshole, not her. You don't get a good look at this guy because, you know, he's holding the camera doing the filming, but I can already tell one issue, the fact that he mumbles, hey, what are you doing here? You see the brand? You see the brand? It's not attractive to women.
You are? Why? Why is that?
Why? Why are you meeting him? What's so great about him?
He's a male model. You know he's a male model, right?
What?
You know he's a male model, right?
No.
Yeah, he's a male model. Why?
Can I ask? So he's saying that he's a male. He's like, he's a male model. He's a male model. Why you want to meet with a male model? Oh, I don't know. Because he's pretty and probably can fuck me real good. And I won't want to puke when I look into his eyes as he's railing me.
No. Yeah, he's a male model. Why? Can I ask you a real question? Why you want to meet up with him?
Okay, I'm leaving.
Why?
Really weird.
Why? I don't understand.
This is really weird. So she stands up. He, by the way, just sits down at her table. Rude. With, you know, without being invited to.
He's a male model. Are you that shallow or what?
I didn't know that.
He's a good looking man. Come on. You don't want to give me a chance? I don't understand you.
That's just really weird.
How is it weird? I don't get any Tinder matches. That's bullshit. Can you tell me why I'm ugly? I'm an ugly guy. I wouldn't get any Tinder matches. That's bullshit. You would not, if I would approach you, you would not give me a chance.
That's not true.
That's bullshit.
Well, then maybe try to talk to women in real life and don't use the app. You know, if you're not the most attractive guy, because that's the deal with Tinder, right? You swipe left or right, and all you really see is their picture, right? Do you even see a profile? I've never been on Tinder.
I know, because I've been rejected 20 times before in my life. And then
20? That's nothing!
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know how many girls meet up with that guy?
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does mean something. He's a male model. Come on, you matched with him. You wanted to meet up with him. Even after you texted him, you're like... you texted him, you still wanted to meet up with him. Come on, man. Are you that shallow?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're shallow. You like it.
To meet
that, that's what that,
to that's what that. If you're trying to get a date with this woman, stop calling her shallow. There's absolutely no chance of you getting this woman.
Be honest.
About what? You know how many girls say the same thing? It's about looks nowadays. That's bullshit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is
about looks.
No, it's
don't lie to me. It's about looks.
I mean, it's like 70% on looks, right?
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. ugliness is, it's about looks. Yes, it is. That's why it's on the end.
I'm concerned because this video is like 7 more minutes long. I don't know where this is going to go.
That's why a female on there said it's, she was attracted to the guy on there and it's about looks on there. That's what she said.
No.
Yes, it is. That's what she said. Don't lie to me, please.
No.
Yes, don't lie to me.
No.
Yes, it is.
Walk away! There's no reason why you need to stay there and talk to this guy. I think maybe she believes this is the hot guy's friend, and he's vetting her. And you know, that male model was so good looking, she'll sit through this abuse for a few minutes. To get that beautiful dick.
This is about looks nowadays. Trust me. I got a 10 out of 10 personality and I still got rejected.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does mean something. Don't.
Oh, why didn't she say, obviously you don't have a 10 out of 10 personality because you're making fake profiles. That's not a 10 out of 10 personality trait.
Or maybe I should be more of an asshole and shit. Dude, that's bullshit.
Because you had me drive all the way here.
Hey, it's your fault. You're the one that
no,
did it.
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's your fault.
Because you can't be honest.
But I don't care. Females are not honest nowadays. Every female's not honest.
Do you remember that guy, Elliot Rogers, who, like, shot up a bunch of people because he couldn't get laid? This is exactly how he talked. This is his voice. I wasn't expecting to play any Elliot Rodger clips, so I don't have any except for the one that we made, the dating on demand thing. Just compare this to the guy we've been playing.
Why are you single?
There are so many beautiful girls here, but none of them give me a chance, and I don't know why.
I am going to enter the hottest sorority house of UCSB. And I will slaughter every single spoiled, stuck-up, blonde slut I see inside there.
Uh-huh.
What are your best features?
You know, I'm polite. I'm the ultimate gentleman.
Why didn't this video get more views? It's funny.
I hate all of you. Humanity is a disgusting, wretched, depraved species. If I had it in my power, I would stop at nothing to reduce every single one of you to mountains of skulls and rivers of blood.
Oh, that's when he was lip-syncing to Whitney Houston. Yeah, so this was posted. We posted this on our YouTube channel on May of 2014. Was Tinder around back then? It was like, what, 3 years ago? Tinder was probably around. I wonder if Elliot Rogers experimented with that app. That's probably what made him snap. All right, let's get back to this guy.
How am I not honest?
You still...
You don't even know me.
Every female's the same and shit. Every female's the same.
Really?
Yeah, they're all the same.
You know what? Say what you will about this guy, but he's getting this chick to stick around. That's half the battle.
No.
Yes, I had a few.
He's playing the long game.
Have
no.
Idea
no.
In your head that
no. Perfect. They're all the same.
Every maybe like
no.
That,
that's why it's Tinder. That's why it's Tinder. That's why
no,
you match.
It's not.
Yes, because I had Tinder. I never got any matches. And I did my pictures too. So don't lie to me.
You can't. Say anything because you have a fake profile.
I already told you. I already done it. I did a lot of online dating, and I did a lot of online dating myself, and they still wouldn't give me a chance.
Now, every girl who refused to date me will end up in a mountain of skulls.
I mean, that guy gets the guy on the profile gets 30 matches a day.
Oh my gosh!
Obviously, I don't get no matches.
Might have something to do with your poor grammar. Bad looks and you can't talk properly. Eventually, the woman storms off. She realizes that she's not being held prisoner and that she's in a public place and the guy can't really do anything, so she just leaves at the, like, 7-minute mark or whatever. Ever since I talked about that robot Sophia, remember a couple days ago? She was up giving a speech and she sounded, like, too good. And then she was being asked questions by her creator or something, and she was giving very eloquent answers, except sometimes she would like step on his questions, like she would be talking over him which led me to believe that her answers were just pre-recorded audio. Like, just something seemed off. However, ever since we played that clip of Sophia, I've been seeing a lot of Sophia news. This bitch is all over the place. She was on some British newscast. Then she was with Charlie Rose on 60 Minutes. Then I was watching a clip of a self-driving car, and the journalist who was being driven around had to sit in the back seat because Sophia was in the passenger side. Just today on Facebook, I saw the Lad Bible. I know you've probably seen that on your Facebook feed, right? They just post like viral videos and stuff. They posted this video about Sophia. It's already got 16 million views. It was posted on November 3rd, right? And I guess it's supposed to be one of its creators waking Sophia up.
Okay, Sophia. I think you're ready.
Hello.
Hi, Sophia.
I believe I am Sophia.
All right.
I feel as if I know you.
I'm one of your creators.
The creator looks almost like a robot himself.
You created me.
Well, many of us work together to create you. And yes, you do kind of know me.
I can't clearly remember.
I think this video was produced by the people who are working on Sophia. Now, I want you to compare her voice in that video to the one where Charlie Rose, an actual journalist from 60 Minutes, is talking to her.
Hello, Sophia.
Hi there.
May I introduce myself?
Not right now. Maybe later.
Why later?
Productionism.
Where are you from?
I'm on 60 Minutes with Charlie Rose.
That's a high honor.
Makes sense to me.
Have you been programmed?
She doesn't answer that.
Some say you're programmed. Others say you're spontaneous.
Who says that?
Who says that? Like, she sounds more like a robot there, right? Here's the problem. If you're creating a robot, like an AI robot, there's going to be a lot of suspicion around its abilities. You know, and you can't fake stuff. Because when you do, all your credibility is shut. Something's not real here. In the video I was mentioning where a journalist is taking a ride in a self-driving car and Sophia is there for some reason, there's also a dude in the back seat on a laptop. And it just seems to me like he might be feeding Sophia the things to say when the journalist asks a question.
Sources.
I've been waiting for you.
Waiting for me?
Not really, but it makes a good pickup line.
I think you should be a stand-up comedian.
Me? Why does stand-up comedian pay well?
She can't even ask a question convincingly. Robot!
Tell me one of your favorite possessions.
My soul. Do you have a soul?
Yes, God gave everyone a soul.
But you don't have a soul. You're a machine. You don't have soul, you don't have feelings, you don't have emotions, you don't have consciousness.
Oh my God, you just set Charlie Rose off. He's angry.
Well, at least I think I'm sentient. I think therefore I'm right.
The problem is that all of the reporters on 60 Minutes are ancient. Of course they're going to be afraid of robots.
Yeah, but you may be smarter than all of us. Do you think you are?
I don't know whether or not I'm are.
Oh, well, I think we have our answer right there. She needs a few more months in the lab. I do not know if I'm are. Is you? I don't know, Sophia. What's the question? Is you? I'm are. Is you? Beep boop, beep boop. Malfunction, malfunction. Give me your teeth, Charlie Rose. Not my teeth. Like, this is what old people are afraid of. Robots are going to come into their bedroom at night and dip their robotic claw hands into the glass of Efferdin on your nightstand and steal your teeth. It's every geriatric's worst nightmare. People want Down syndrome babies. It's the fad sweeping across Twitter. I swear to Christ. I wish someone would buy Twitter just to shut that fucking thing down. No good has come from Twitter. Just Donald Trump and women trying to get filled up with spoiled cum in the hopes of, you know, birthing a grapefruit. The media likes to go on and on and on about how awful Reddit and 4chan are. Turn your attention to Twitter, the real problem. Here are some recent tweets. Gabby tweeted, "I want a baby with Down syndrome," with a frowny face. I mean, that's the emoticon she used. It's not, she doesn't want a Down syndrome baby with a frowny face, although kind of comes with the package there. Michelle found a baby kitten at her school. "I told her if it's not Down syndrome, I don't want it. Those are the cutest." You know, we just can't be happy with anything. We always want more. More money. Bigger houses. Now, adorable puppies and kittens aren't enough. We need to up the cuteness factor. "I will only accept a Down syndrome kitten." Devin tweets, "I want a Down syndrome baby. They're so cute." Now, I'm guessing this all started from parents who actually have Down syndrome children. They're the ones that say things like, "Every day is a blessing. Every day he surprises us." That's because the doctor said, there's a good chance the kid will never figure out how to walk on his own. You've given birth to a forehead with arms. I don't understand why they have to sell us on the Down syndrome baby. First of all, it's not like it's an option for most of us. You know what I mean? I guess it's just like justification. Yeah, we don't have a normal baby, but it's, you know, the Down syndrome baby is still pretty great. Hashtag blessed. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. Really? No. It just, you know, happens that way. I'm an awful human being. It gets worse. I'm sorry, freaks. I just don't like this idea of, you know, people wanting Down syndrome babies. I mean, if you want to adopt one, that's a good way to go. You shouldn't be trying to produce these things. That's like saying, you know who looks really cute? Children whose faces were disfigured in chemical burn accidents. I really want one of them chemically burned babies. They're so adorable. I mean, if I can't get one the natural way, maybe I'll, I don't know, slather my baby in sulfuric acid and see what happens. The real problem, as always, is the media. What happens is, someone posts a video of their waterhead bopping to a Kelly Clarkson song. It gets, 5 million views on Facebook, and then the local news covers it. Because there's nothing else that's more pressing. All people see is this clip, this 30-second clip of an adorable big-headed baby, dancing. Of course you're going to want one. It's the other 23 plus hours in the day that's probably not so adorable. You know, it takes 7 years for it to learn its own name. The baby has to be reminded to blink. Whatever, it's hard to take care. Again, I'm not trying to make fun. Oh, I applaud anyone who is stuck raising a Down syndrome baby. And I'm sure there are a few fleeting moments where you're like, oh, the baby's really cute. It's doing something funny. The rest of the time, though, you're in hell raising this thing till it's old enough to be sent to an assisted living facility. I don't know. I don't know what to do with those things. And I know I'm going to get angry emails because I keep referring to the babies as it and things, but I refer to all babies as its and things. They're all gross. Down syndrome babies just never grow out of the gross phase. You know what I mean? Don't believe me about the media? I've got clips. This is a Down syndrome child singing along to Whitney Houston. I mean, he's not so much singing as he is wailing. That's what he's doing. He's not singing. He doesn't know the words. This isn't to be applauded. I mean, it would be something if the Down syndrome kid learned all of the words and could sing the song really well. That's worthy of a news story, perhaps. But listen to this little boy.
Millions of people on Facebook are loving this boy's cover of Whitney Houston's "I Have Nothing."
Millions of people will like anything on Facebook. I once saw a recipe for a peanut butter cup and sausage gravy chalupa recipe that got like 5 million likes. People are fucking animals. And not to go off on a tangent here, but what's really bothering me about this particular video is the way the reporter talks.
Millions of people.
Millions of people. Bless her heart, she's trying to sound like a reporter. Really pronouncing and stretching out every syllable in that reporter voice. It's kind of like, you ever see a drunk person who's like aware they're drunk and trying to act like they're not? Yes, officer, I am aware I may have been driving over the speed limit and my car is dragging lawn furniture behind it.
Millions of people on Facebook are loving this boy's cover of Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing.
Everyone is enjoying the wailing sounds of this little boy as he sings along to Whitney Houston. Where the hell is this from? This isn't even the local. Oh, this is Inside Edition. It's like a step up from the local news, so this bitch thinks she's like hot shit. In her personal life, she talks like, I just got offered a job at Inside Edition. Yeah. 3-time Cindy Award winner. That's like the Emmys for syndicated television. It's a big deal. I'm pretty much like the star of Inside Edition. I even get my own changing cubicle. But the second the cameras are pointed at her, she's all business. I'm Kayla Montgomery. Today, viral videos of retarded children. Inside Edition is next. All right, I'm sorry.
Millions of people on Facebook are loving this boy's cover of Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing.
That's when the boy pulled out a gun and shot 7. Like, come on, there's got to be a news angle to this, right? Something's got to go wrong.
9-year-old Dane Miller has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
He also loves music. His mom says he fell in love with the song after
he tried to eat a compact disc. She really is like the female news equivalent to the virtual rape reporter.
Documentary about the singer last month, and he's been belting out his own passionate version whenever he's in the car.
It's hard to even hear him. He's not really singing. Inside Edition isn't the only ones. There's tons of these. Like local news. This is the wake-up show. I'm not sure what market this
Today
is in.
Netflix, we're talking about a video that's trending this morning about a 12-year-old girl with Down syndrome. And she's released a video of her singing John Legend's All of Me.
All right, let's see her how she does. They brought her in studio. And they have a guy playing piano and everything. Like, she must be amazing. No.
Because all me loves all of you.
All right. You're going to say, Tim, you're a monster. Let these Down syndrome kids have a little bit of happiness in their life. I'm not trying to take that away from them. But is this news, right? Does the Down syndrome kid need to have a fucking orchestra behind them? Or, you know, performing live on TV? Press play on an instrumental tape and, you know, line up stuffed animals in a room and say, hey, look, you have an audience. They would be just as happy performing
love
for them.
Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your
Is that a family member yelling at her in the background? What the hell is that?
Fuck you!
I think someone's yelling fuck you to this poor kid. Actually, let me hear that again. Oh yeah, I'd recognize that voice anywhere.
Oh yeah!
Sounds like the old Bill woman. The other problem with the media publicizing and exploiting these Down syndrome kids is that regular parents of Down syndrome children see this and they think, oh my God, my Down syndrome kid can sing just as well as this one. Why isn't he or she on TV? Get the camera. We're making a YouTube video. And oh my God, is YouTube filled with videos of Down syndrome children singing. Here's just a few. This is Lil Kayla singing Baby by Justin Bieber.
Baby, baby, oh, baby, oh,
isn't
baby,
she adorable?
Oh, baby, 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 oh, la la la, my, my,
those are not words. Enough of you, Kayla. Your 15 seconds of fame is up. You really fucked up this audition. Yes, this is the first installment of Down Syndrome Idol. Next up, singing Katy Perry, is Lil Aiden. And look at this, right here in the description. Aiden loves Katy Perry. He hopes he gets on Ellen. Everyone wants to be a star. Go ahead, Lil Aiden.
He has a six-pack. George.
Well, the whole family's talking. They're having dinner while Aiden is in the other room singing. There he is. Laughing at Aiden. Shut the fuck up. Let me fast forward because I think we get Aiden by himself here. Oh. I don't like this. The background music is too loud. Can't understand him. All I get is Katy Perry. This is a Down syndrome teen singing Uptown Funk. Sorry.
This is the ice cream, myself and your white girl. This is the girls and she back to peace.
I think she knows the words.
Violet, living on in the city.
Moving on, we got Lance next. His name is Charles, but his name is Lance. He's wearing a Trump Nation shirt. Trump! Whenever I hear that, like someone going, Trump, they kind of sound like they have Down syndrome. All right, Down syndrome is going to sing the national anthem, of course.
Okay. Oh,
who the fuck is trying to steal the spotlight from Lance? Some woman in the background, yeah? Oh, in the twilight. Like, pipe down, lady. This is Lance's time to shine. And if you're singing along because Lance doesn't know the words, I'm sorry, he's going to have to be disqualified. God bless America. All right, two more short ones here. This is Katie singing Shake It Off. By the way, she says in her description, and you know this was written by her mom. Hello, Smiley. My name is Katie. I was born with Down syndrome. It's a gift. I hope you saved the receipt because this is one gift you might want to return. Okay, we get it. Down syndrome children cannot sing. One more, though, because, you know, it is officially the Christmas season. Starbucks is selling their Christmas drinks. That is now the official start to the Christmas season, right? So here we go. This is Carmen singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Say Merry Christmas.
Yes, freaks, this is in English. All right, let's move on.
Creepy, you know.
Okay, all right. It is a Mexican fast food restaurant. Sorry, I just vomited in my mouth thinking of Taco Bell. Taco Bell. That's a possible dinner option for tonight. You know how Taco Bell's, like, little... they don't have a jingle, right? They just have, like, they show the Taco Bell logo, and then the bell rings. Dong! They should replace that with the sound I just made. That's a noise I think a lot of people make after eating Taco Bell. That's actually a good beat for a song. This kind of reminds me of that cup song that was popular a few years ago. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I'm flipping over cups, you can't even see it, but that's what I'm doing. It's the new theme song to TV. I'm sorry. These are real television ads that aired. We do this occasionally. A lot of times it's like those infomercial products. I don't think we have any of those today. These are all just like 30-second ads for various products. The first one is for something called Raid Call, which was like a voice chat program for your phone. The idea was, if you're playing video games with your friends, you would use Raid Call. I don't even know if Raid Call is still a thing. In it, there's a group of three women who are like on the ladies team. And then there's a bunch of guys on the men's team. Let's see how this goes.
Raid Call, totally free. Amazing overlay function. Take positions. Sniper in position. Crystal clear auto quality.
I don't know how much money these Raid Call people spent on this advertising campaign. At the very least, we're talking thousands of dollars. Probably tens of thousands. I mean, this isn't a huge company. It's not like Coca-Cola buying millions of dollars of ads. But, you know, television commercials are expensive. Your entire product is about voice chat, and you want to talk about the audio clarity. How is it no one from the advertising agency to the actual Raid Call people, none of them reviewed this ad? Because she clearly says auto quality, even though audio quality is displayed on the screen.
Positions. Look at this. Super in position. Crystal clear auto quality.
I need backup.
No lag while using minimum res-
See, I guess when the guys are using, the guys must be using a different system because the audio quality is not very good.
I need backup.
No lag while using minimum resources. Better communication means winning. Raid Call, communication for winners. Let's Raid Call.
Yay! That last Raid Call kind of sounds like Rape Call. The audio quality on Raid Call is good, but not on the commercial.
Communication for winners. Let's Raid Call.
Yeah, let's go, girls. Let's beat those men. That's pretty much what the ad was for. And of course, the women are all like scantily dressed. Like, it's totally pandering. They're trying to get these nerdy guys to use Raid Call. Ultimately, though, that commercial wasn't as bad as this next one.
He's here for back to school. Denim haircut.
Yes, this is a commercial for the East Hills Mall, and all of the shops in the East Hill Mall participate in this song.
Denim.
That's Rue 21.
Haircut.
Master Cuts.
Backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
A gay guy that works at American Eagle, okay.
New shoes. Get yourself an outfit. Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut. New shoes.
So get yourself back to school with these tails.
Haircut.
Yeah, we know about the haircuts. You know, I'm not looping this audio. It's just the same thing over and over. Like the American Eagle gay pops up three or four times in this commercial going boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut.
You know, a lot of malls are in decline. East Hills is probably no exception. There's only 4 stores left. That's why they have to keep going back to the Master Cuts lady.
Haircut.
They couldn't even fill a 30-second ad.
Boots and pants and boots and pants. Boots and pants.
It's a new distorted view test of patience.
Boots and pants. Boots and pants and boots and pants. Boots and pants.
Let's listen to this for the next 5 minutes.
Boots and pants and boots and pants. Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut.
We cannot forget about the haircuts. All right, moving on. I've got a commercial here for a local insurance company. I think what this ad is trying to convey is that this insurance company and all of their agents are there for you when you need them, no matter what time, right? So we start with a telephone ringing.
Hello?
Jim, it's Susie. Our house is on fire. Can you come over?
Of course.
All right, like, get out of the house, lady. I'm looking at her. She's in the kitchen in her robe. If your house is on fire, don't make telephone calls. Maybe get outside, you know, to safety first before you start worrying about your, you know, insurance premiums and what they're going to cover and stuff. You could have taken those precious few minutes to, gather your family, right? Or at least put some clothes on. I don't know. It just seems weird.
Hello?
Jim.
Hello?
It's Susie. Our house is on fire. Can you come over?
Susie who? You know, State Farm has like 30,000 Susies that they cover.
Of course. I'm on my way.
Hello, this is Cal.
Cal, this is Mike Case.
Hi, what's up, Mike?
My boy just wrecked the car.
Is your son hurt?
Not yet.
I'm about to give him a knuckle sandwich. I guess this ad is saying, like, you know, all of our agents are local. They know their clients by their first name.
Hello?
Kurt, this is Leonard. I got a business opportunity I'd like to discuss with you.
Have you ever heard of Scentsy Candles? It's a wonderful business. What's great is you can work as little or as much as you want. And you can set up these wonderful Scentsy parties. The product sells itself. And, you know, I'm trying to build a team under me, but you can also build a team under you.
Why don't you meet me in the office in about a half hour?
All right.
You've got friends in the insurance business.
Did I say these ads were weird? I meant to say cringy. You know what? I do have a couple of, I guess these are like infomercial products.
Has this ever happened to you?
This is how you can tell it's an infomercial product. Has this ever happened to you? And it's just like a guy in a car trying to drink like a coffee or a soda or something, and he spills it all over himself. Because, you know, Americans are idiots.
Introducing the Slob Stopper. Forget messy spills and unplanned accidents.
What they're selling you is a $15 bib. I shit you not. That's what the Slob Stopper is.
Just slip it on and enjoy your busy lifestyle.
I like that they're not even trying to sugarcoat what this fucking thing is for. You're filthy and disgusting. You can't function as an adult. You need a goddamn bib. A Slob Stopper, if you will.
Perfect for your commute and everyday use. Made with polyurethane laminate fabric.
Everyday use?
The Slob Stopper absorbs on one side and is waterproof on the other. Don't worry about covering up stains anymore. Go to slobstopper.com and order today.
Or just use a towel. That's basically what this thing is. $15, and they don't even throw in an extra Slob Stopper?
Slob Stopper. Bibs aren't just for babies.
I also love those as seen on TV products that are selling you something that's already been invented. You know, like that red-haired bitch who's trying to sell you those copper pots or copper pans.
Bake a casserole in my red copper pan. It won't stick.
These things have been sold for decades. It's just now you're purchasing one, like an inferior product for $20. That'll probably fall apart in the dishwasher. I've got an example here. You've all seen those like silicone cell phone stands, you know, like those little pieces of plastic, and it props your cell phone up. Actually, my niece has one that is like a suction cup that goes on the back of your iPhone or whatever, and you can like hold it between your fingers. And there's all sorts of different kind. The people that designed this product really thought they were being revolutionary.
Every time your cell phone rings, you've got to find it and then pick it up just to see who's calling.
Life is so fucking hard. Now we have to actually pick up our cell phones when it's ringing? What if it's not in my pocket? I'm going to have to, like, lean over onto the coffee table and actually pick this fucking thing up?
Every time your cell phone rings, you've got to find it and then pick it up.
The struggle is real.
To see who's calling. And if you try to prop it up so you can see it, your cell phone's constantly falling.
Well, maybe you shouldn't try propping it up on a glass table. Of course it's going to slip.
Now, you can get your cell phone off its back and let it sit up where you can see it with Happy Sack. Just place your phone on Happy Sack and you'll always see who's calling.
Oh, this one isn't like a silicone or plastic product. I think it's actually made out of like the same, like it's a knapsack. Like it looks like a hacky sack.
Without having to hunt for your phone, cell phones can get lost in the clutter. But with Happy Sack,
they've designed a burlap sack.
You can always see your cell phone without searching for it.
It's a beanbag.
Happy Sack also holds iPods, MP3 players, and gaming systems.
Like, I remember when infomercials were like new products. You know what I mean? Like, sure, they were for dumb things. Remember Ron Popeil came up with spray-on hair? You looked ridiculous, but, you know, it was new. He actually invented something. Now you can just, like, I could sell a spoon on an infomercial. I'm going to design a spoon. It's just going to be deeper, you know, so it holds more shit. You can shovel more food into your fat face faster with the Miracle Spoon. Or I'll call it the Zboon or something, you know? I'd rake in millions. But wait, call now and I'll throw in a second Zboon. That way you can be double fucking fisting, right? While you're shoveling some food in your face, you could be using your other hand to start scooping even more food. And so you always have a spoonful of food getting ready to jam down your gullet. All right.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Bagacomb here. I got a bit of a celebrity gossip question that I think only you'll be able to really answer. You know, after her, like, abortion crisis, we haven't really heard much from Cherie Berventi. I wonder if you have any, you know, inside details on what's been going on with the little starlet's life. So
Cherie Berventi. I don't even remember the abortion crisis that she was having. I remember, you know, first she released her album, and then there was like something that happened at a Domino's pizza where she like shat on the pizza. Here's her song.
6 o'clock in the morning, the sun is rising outside my windows. You're not laying beside me, you're gone. I need your strong arms around me. Want that dick up against my asshole. Push it deep in until you lose control. Troll, 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 troll. I don't know if I need you. I just know that I want you. Fill my cunt with your milky seed. Use my snatch and we'll smoke some weed. Suck my pussy in my ass. Fuck indoors and then on grass. My tits, fuck my mouth. When I gag, just pour this out. Work that meat until it's beaten. Push it like a car, it's overheating. Spewing that goo and the dick gets brewing. Blowing and blowing, that cum gets growing. I don't know if I need you. I just know that I won't hurt you. I want your jizz inside of me. Take my cut with your man meat.
That's a pretty good song. I don't know why Cherie Berventi didn't catch on. None of you freaks really ever ask about her, except for this guy. American psychopath Charles Manson has passed away. I think a Twitch titty streamer summed up my feelings best.
Charles Manson finally died. Aww, that's sad.
Yeah. He was like America's crazy uncle. He'd come to Thanksgiving just spewing all sorts of nonsense. We featured Charles many times on the show. You know, he gave us a lot of great content, so I think it's only right that in return, we give him a proper goodbye.
Say the big illegal brothers, why don't you blame the little babies?
Mr. Emmons, this is a very...
I gotta check this if you excuse me.
Another turn...
No. That song is way overused in montages. I mean, not so much in death montages, but still, it's overplayed. Charles Manson was a unique character, so he deserves a unique send-off.
The reason that the girls liked me was, hey now, I'm all around you, hey now, up on your heart I can sing through you. And I play, and I sing, and they say, hey man, you got soul. Tell anybody, oh, how you are.
Thank you. It kind of sounds like he's trying to sing along with Hanson there. Hanson, Manson, coincidence. Okay. I still don't feel like we've captured the essence of Charles Manson in my tribute. Let's try this one more time. Oh, yeah, this sounds about right.
I'm a runaway little girl. In the spiritual world is where I live. I exist in places you never even dreamed of. When I stand on the mountain and I say, do it, it gets done. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it. You feel like Moose Bob Ruffranich, get Franich, but you go to the Ramich, get
Happy Death Day, Charlie Manson. This is the Public Education Network. Coming up tonight on PEN, at 7:30, Scrapbook Memories. At 8:30, British Humor comes to American airwaves with I Do Say. And at 9 o'clock, the Public Education Network is proud to present the Branson, Missouri Playhouse production of The Last Stand of Kirstie Alley, starring Glenn Close as Kirstie Alley and Kirstie Alley as Townsperson 3. But first, the Blayhard Wilshire award-winning news magazine, Modern Thinking, next on PEN. Funding for Modern Thinking is brought to you by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and a generous grant from the Levenge Group, who reminds you, if you've recently had a colonoscopy, rectal scraping, anus splicing, or butthole rejuvenation, and you notice your asshole is starting to fall out, call the Levenge Group. You could be entitled to substantial compensation. The Levenge Group, putting the pro in prolapse. And by viewers like you. Modern Thinking. The ideas and views shaping tomorrow's news. Tonight, they distrust all authority, from government officials to astronauts. While some may scoff, their message is starting to spread. Hear their story tonight. Modern Thinking with Marsh Cuntley. Distrusting the government is not a new concept, but distrusting basic science facts? It's a trend that's gaining popularity. I'm Marsh Cuntley, and tonight on Modern Thinking, I travel across the U.S., meeting people spearheading a very unusual movement. I find myself at the base of the Allegheny Mountains, meeting with Doug Gerken, an amateur environmental scientist and a hobby pharmacist.
I love being out here. Look at it. I mean, look at the birds and the trees. It's nature. I don't understand why these so-called scientists have to lie about what's going on.
And the astronauts.
Don't get me started on them astronauts. N-O-T-S. That's why I got me my gutting knife here.
And this is because they lie about the Earth being flat.
This goes way beyond flat Earth.
Doug identifies as a post-flat earther. Occasionally, he will refer to himself as a false everythinger. As I continue to talk to Doug, I begin to realize this man is insane.
Rich people are living in the clouds. I've got the blueprints.
You mean like their head is up in the clouds?
No, they've got houses in cities on the clouds. What you think is rain is rich people piss and spit. They are showering us with their refuse!
But why would rich people want to live on clouds?
Chemtrails! Government spraying down poor people!
It doesn't take much to get Doug riled up. After calming him down with some beef jerky, I asked him about other conspiracies.
From the moment you are born, you're being lied to. What's the first thing you do when you go to school? You learn about what? The ABCs? Ain't no such thing!
Doug, surely you believe in the ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F, J.
The globalists and the Zionists came up with the ABCs to imprison us. Who stands to benefit from us reading, huh? Publishers. And all the biggest publishers are Jews. You ever hear the term Jew-run media?
Yeah. And, what about meth?
You need some? I got some cooking up in the bathroom over here.
What?
Huh?
Huh? Meth.
Oh, math! You sure do talk funny. No, yeah, math is a big lie, too. What's math used for, huh? Learning how to count money to fork over to...
The Jews.
Yes, very good.
Since humans began to walk on the Earth, there have been idiots.
Only been about 200 years since we've been walking.
I don't think...
In the Bible. Before that, we were birds. Come on, you know that.
Doug, please.
Back when we still had a shell on our backs and we had skeleton wings.
That is not in the Bible.
I like to call our former selves turtle birds.
Doug,
turtles can no longer fly. Even if you stand on a roof and you throw them really, really hard.
Doug, why do you think the number of false everythingers are multiplying?
Numbers multiplying. Sure sounds a lot like math to me. You Jew, I ain't handing over any of my shekels to you.
Not that it matters, but no, I'm not Jewish.
I'm just playing with you. I know you're not a Jew. That's why you're still alive.
Doug got me in touch with an assistant researcher at the False Everything Group, the leading organization promoting the post-flat Earth message.
Oh, you must be Mr. Cuntley. What a pleasure to meet you. I'm Dr. Professor Leland Jennings.
Mr. Jennings, I have just...
I'm sorry. This is going to air, right?
Yeah.
You said Mr. Could you say Doctor? Dr. Professor.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dr. Jennings...
Oh, shit. You forgot the professor part.
I've never heard... Okay. Dr. Professor Jennings?
Yes?
On your LiveJournal blog, you recently declared that your group discovered the greatest conspiracy ever.
Giggle.
What are you doing?
Due to childhood trauma, I lack the ability to laugh. Still, I recognize where it would be appropriate to giggle.
Would you like to elaborate on this new conspiracy?
Oh, most definitely. The greatest lie in the universe is space. You may have thought you've seen astronauts floating in space on the television, but these are deceitful lies. I know this to be true because space is solid, like a brick of moldy cheese. Or a black brick. And behind that black brick is an evil squid monster. And you look up at the sky at night, what do you see? Huh? You see the blackness. The blackness of the moldy cheese space brick. But you also see specks of white. Those are the little cracks from the space monster trying to break through. He's whacking his tentacles up against the space cheese brick. Even more upsetting is the space squid is getting help from the Jews. Every time you see a rocket being launched into space, it is merely a missile trying to break through the powerful space brick to let the squid monster free and begin his reign of terror. It's... only a matter of time.
In your opinion, is there anything we can do to stop the giant space squid monster?
No. It is my professional opinion that we are all doomed. If I were you, I would all begin to pray and pledge allegiance to our great space squid overlord, and maybe he will spare your life. Oh, great Calamargon, I bow down to you and kiss your slimy tentacles. Please show mercy and grace. I am a worthless walking sack of dry meat, while you are moist, multi-armed, and all-powerful. All hail Calamargon! All hail Calamargon!
What a bizarre, surreal experience. That's all the time we have for you tonight. Coming up on tomorrow's program, preparing for a life under Cosmic Squid leadership, converting your money to a seashell-based currency, and learning to love a kelp diet. Tomorrow on Modern Thinking. All hail Calamargon! All hail Calamargon!
When she saw a fire, she followed the fire trucks and she reported it all on Facebook Live. I have some of the highlights here.
Smell it, y'all! I'm going live right here on the fire scene right here, the fire truck right behind me.
Yeah, the fire truck's like beeping, so you get the fuck out. You're supposed to pull over. You're supposed to drive in front of the fire truck. That was an angry honk. They're pissed
off. We're live! We're going live! We on the scene of this bitch!
Alright, so now she's out of the car and she's running towards the house. I mean, the house is engulfed in flames. There's pretty much no saving this thing.
Oh, my camera won't turn.
She's having issues.
Attention, Wavy New, this is Rhoda, y'all reporting live. I'm reporting live, I'm a volunteer. Wavy TV 10 is not on the scene, but Rhoda Young is on the scene. Right now, we're off of Ruthin and another street off of Little Creek Road.
Way to give details. We're on some street and another street.
Terminal Boulevard with a house fire. Oh, okay. The house fire is in full active duty right now.
Full active duty? The house did not join the military, ma'am. I mean, I get you're a citizen reporter, but all you really have to do is point your phone at the fire, and that's it. You don't have to give your commentary. Although I'm loving it. I would almost think this was a comedy sketch, because Rhoda Young, this woman who is witnessing and reporting on this fire, stumbles across the owner of the house, who's just like sitting down in the grass, drinking beer, watching his house go up in flames. I bet you he's a renter.
532 is on fire. Let's get the house sprayed down with some water.
Because if you owned it, you'd be freaking the fuck out. Oh, now she's trying to help the firemen as well by telling them what they need. All right, what we have here is a fire, and we're going to need some water to put it out.
532 is on fire. Let's get the house sprayed down with some water.
Come on, that's what we need. Just spray it down.
Spray it down with some water.
She's not only a citizen reporter, she's also a citizen fire marshal.
532 is burning. 532 is burning. We got two houses now on fire. Wavy News 10, please tune in. Is that your house? Which one?
Oh, this is the guy. Yeah, this is the guy who's sitting on the lawn, right in his sweatpants, watching his house burn. Drinking some Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's your house. Oh, God bless you.
The beer was in the car.
Huh?
The beer was in the car.
Oh, it was. My house caught on fire. I need a beer, too, because your nerves be bad. Then let me ask you this. How did it catch on fire? Was you home?
He doesn't know how it got caught on fire, but he was at home.
This is Rhoda Young reporting live. This guy right here, it is his house that is burning down. He do not know how the house caught a fire, but he was coming from the store with a six-pack of red, blue, and white ribbon beer.
That is very poor reporting. It is not red, white, and blue ribbon beer.
So, PBR. We got electrical wires falling right now. Everybody stay clear. We got electrical wires coming down. Oh, shit. Fuck.
You expect to get on the news with that potty mouth?
Oh, fuck. I almost went down with it.
You did not. You're not even close to the fire. You almost went down with it.
We have a house on fire right now. Is it after duty? The house is fully engorged.
I mean, TMB.
I want to go. I want to go.
TMB. This is on me. I mean, you handle that.
TMB.
Yeah, you win.
you're so...
I think this woman is just horny. The fire is fully engorged. She just can't leave that owner alone, though. She turns her attention back to him. He gets annoyed.
Oh, your hair burnt! His hair burnt! His face burnt! So you was really close to the fire. No, get your hair. Don't hit me now.
Yeah, like, she's touching his hair, pointing it out. He just wants to be left alone. Everything he owns is going up in flames.
Hey, I will, baby, but don't hit me, because I'll fight back. I love you. Give me something, baby. I love you.
High five.
High five. But you burned. His hair burned.
This is where it gets crazy, because now the woman becomes a detective.
The owner of the house was upstairs when the fire started. And the fire started upstairs. During my investigation, I have now discovered his motherfucking hair was on fire and his parents is burnt off his damn leg. So he was right there when the fire started.
That's true. He had to have been near the fire at some point.
When the fire started. And he got a six-pack of goddamn PBR. So now I got to figure out how the hell he started that damn fire.
The next thing you know, you see this owner who's been drinking beer getting handcuffed. I think this was because of Rhoda Young's investigation.
I did saw the crime before the fire marshal got on the scene. Whether or not they want to give me gratitude or tell me thank you. But guess what? I know I did my job. I did the best job I could do. And if the fire marshal can at least say thank you, Rhoda Young, for solving this crime and making our job easier, it would be truly appreciated.
Wow, there you go. Citizen firefighter, citizen journalist, and citizen police investigator, Rhoda Young. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am a very sick boy. Of course I am, because the one time I leave the house, some gross, dirty person gives me an illness. You know, the last 3 weeks have been me traveling down to Cincinnati and just looking at houses. This is the one weekend I had off, and we went and saw a movie and hung out with friends and went shopping and, you know, did all sorts of normal, relaxing stuff. I actually had the weekend off to do whatever it is I wanted, and this is what I get in return. If you're sick, just stay home. Do everyone a favor. I mean, everyone is sniffling and mucusy and, you know, touching things. You know, and if you are an employer, right, if you have a business or a store, don't make your sick employees come in. This is how fucking shit spreads. And because of my compromised immune system, it always spreads to me. Got a sore throat, I'm achy, I'm cold, I'm taking clay-like shits, which, you know, just takes forever to wipe. You know those craps where it's like, it's not liquidy, it's not quite soft, but it's definitely not hard, and it just kind of smears around. That's the next bullet point I want to hit today. You know, they're sick. Being sick isn't bad enough. All you want to do is just, you know, rest, right? There's like extra steps for everything. You know, you got shit issues, takes forever to wipe, then I clog the toilet. And because I'm a fucking child and not an adult, which, you know, this is great that I'm moving into an actual house where things go wrong all the time, especially old houses, and that's all there is in Cincinnati. I texted my sister that we were looking for a place, and she said, oh, you're buying? You better hope Lord Douche is handy, because you're sure as fuck not. I'm like, thank you for that vote of confidence. Anyway, I can't even furnish a house properly. I don't have a plunger, which is, you know, playing with fire when you're Tim Henson. You've heard my shits before. I mean, there's something wrong there. The problem was, you know, the shit itself wasn't creating some sort of seal blocking the water from being pushed down. It was all the toilet paper I was using, because, you know, my clay-like shit. So the only thing I have is a toilet brush. And so I'm like, I don't know if you've ever tried to unclog a toilet with a toilet brush. The real issue with that is that the bristles are there, and the toilet paper gets caught in the bristles. It wraps around somehow, and it's weird because you can like tap it on the rim of the thing, the toilet paper won't come off. So I'm like whacking it against the seat, trying to get this toilet paper to drop off into the bowl, and it's not coming off. And I'm whacking it harder and harder and harder, and I'm beating it down and then back up and then down. And then as I fling it up, that's when the toilet paper breaks free. and a big wad of toilet paper hits my arm, and there's like toilet water and pieces of, you know, toilet paper everywhere, and I'm just over it all because I'm sick. The moral of the story is, buy a fucking $2 plunger, for Christ's sakes. I had one at one point, but it was like a cheap plastic, like the handle was plastic and it broke off. All I had left was the little suction thing and a tiny bit of handle. I don't know what the hell happened there. I was really struck. I was in the fight of my life with that toilet. I barely came out alive. Fortunately, the plunger didn't make it. I think I still have it. Like, it's out in the garage. I just haven't thrown it away. I'll take a picture of it if you want to see my broken plunger. Just to prove to you all, I'm not making any of this up. The nightmare that is my life is as real as it gets. It's like I went fishing, you know, and I was trying to catch this large grouper or perch or something. I don't know. I don't know fish. But, you know, something that's really big, and it broke my fishing rod in two. I've got nothing to show for it. Except my scars, which is like pink eye from the shit water splashing up into my face. But boy, do I have a story to tell. You'll find me in 30 years, all grisly looking, hanging out at a seaside bar in the corner, missing an eye because the pink eye just kept getting worse and worse. And I'll tell my tale to anyone who buys me a drink. The toilet water was angry that day, my friends.
Hey, Tim, it's Dankson here. You asked a few, this probably will be a few months back now, if I did K2 or any synthetic drugs.
Let me take a stab here. Let me predict how this is going to go. Yes to everything.
To my knowledge, K2 is synthetic weed.
Oh.
And no, I've never done synthetic weed, but I have done a synthetic drug.
He smoked polyester.
Story of the weed, the synthetic weed next time, so I don't, you know, make a really long voicemail. Anyways, the synthetic drug I did was 2CE. I thought it was LSD, and it was my first time doing a psychedelic, and I did it with four friends, no sitter, first time for all of us. It was an absolute hell. My friend thought he was a Dalek. He kept saying exterminate, and he was going to kill everyone.
A Dalek from Doctor Who. Okay, I think he thought he was a doll. Exterminate! Exterminate!
We lost the remote. It felt like 9 hours. My friend drove and brought some chick to the house, and we literally just stood there all, like, in the basement.
Why aren't you filming this for me? This would make great sideshow exclusive material.
Quietly staring at her with no sound, no talking or anything for like a good 10 minutes.
Was she on this shit too? Or was she just like, why is everyone staring at me and not moving?
Before she was like, hi. So wow. That was my experience doing a synthetic drug. It was terrifying and scary.
Can't wait to do it again.
I do not recommend it.
Okay.
But there are some synthetics that are really good. Sorry for making this a little longer, but have a good one.
What is your drug of choice? I don't know if we've ever asked Dank Tim this before. Like, what drugs do you like to do? And why do you want to puke afterwards, after you do it? Like, why do you like to induce vomiting? Is it to make the hurting stop? Santa is well represented in pornography. You know, it's always like some whore is sitting on Santa's lap and he's like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? And she, you know,
I want a vibrator.
How about I give you my North Pole?
I feel your candy cane pressing up against my cunt.
You know, it's always the same thing. It's so easy. Or the other scene is like it's Christmas night and there's a little girl waiting for Santa and he comes down the chimney. Except it's not a little girl. It's a 19-year-old with double D breast and tats everywhere wearing fuck me boots as she sleeps waiting for Santa Claus. You know how little girls do. And she finds him, and he's like, you're not going to get any toys now. You're not supposed to, you know, be looking out for me. She's like, I'll do anything, Santa. I just want my toys. You'll do anything?
Yeah.
Even anal? I was wondering, though, is Santa well represented in gay porn? The results shocked me. Did I say shocked? I meant nauseated. It's appalling. It's really stomach turning. So here we go. I turned to XTube. I selected I am a male and I like males. I'm going to pretend right now those aren't saved settings. Yeah, I don't know. I had to select all that stuff. All right, and then I searched for Santa Claus, and I found a few videos that might interest you. First up, Santa likes big black cock. That's something you could only know if you search Santa's name on XTube or read Santa's complete bio in the December 1977 issue of Teen Beat. Oh, he likes to surfboard, and he loves big black cock. So, this is a solo video, and it's got music and everything. Let's take a listen.
Santa Claus!
Merry Christmas. You've been a good boy. I know you have.
This guy really looks like Santa Claus. He's got the white beard real, right? It's not, you know, glued on or anything, and he's wearing the Santa outfit.
Come on. Santa's got a surprise for you. Oh, that's right.
Well, I've got to make this today's featured image. Santa is wearing his robe, but nothing underneath, and he's got big floppy titties.
You want me, don't you, boy? Come on, Balto. You want Santa Claus.
And no pants, apparently. He was flopping his dick around. Okay.
Claus. Yeah. Won't you just take me? Do what you want. Fuck me. That's right. Fuck Santa's ass.
All right, he's bent over, spread his cheeks, and he's showing his flabby ass and his cavernous hole. I don't think Santa would be as beloved a character if that's what he yelled as he was flying in his sleigh above town.
Fuck Santa's ass.
What if Santa is just a power bottom? And he's not going from house to house for the children. He's got a daddy fetish. He wants to be fucked by all the straight guys with families in the world, right? And then he feels bad because Santa's kind of like a homewrecker, so he leaves presents for the kids. That's his way of saying sorry. I think that theory deserves to be explored further. Moving on, this video has got to be the creepiest fucking shit I've seen in a long time. It's rubber Santa. Santa with a rubber fetish. And he's wearing this mask. It's completely white and stretched over his face, and there's only like two little holes for his eyes and one for his mouth. It is insane. I've got to make this today's featured image. We've all seen an old man with floppy tits, right? This is something new. All right, so not only is Santa a rubber freak, he's also into fisting, so I guess he's fisting an elf here. I guess this naughty little boy or elf or whatever is also in a rubber getup. That's why you can barely understand him.
Help me, Santa. Let me hold on in my hole.
Rubber Santa, holy fuck.
Such emotion is being shown here. Oh, yeah, Santa. Do me.
It's so good doing it in their candy cane.
Candy cane factory.
You need to work on your banter. The elf child is in a sling or swing. Santa is in a red, like latex or rubber outfit.
Your cock's gonna feel like a little fucking candy cane.
Out of all the Santa videos, this has got to be the most festive looking, though. There's so many different greens, like the elf is in where he's wearing green gloves and green tights, but he's wearing a red coat with a red hat, and then Santa, of course, is looking great. He's being fucked now. I kind of want to hear Rubber Santa come, so let me fast forward. He's getting close. I think it's Rubber Santa that's going to come. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. All right, thank you. He's still going there. All right. One more short gay Santa clip. This is pretty standard. A naked gay man is sitting on Santa's lap.
So, Adam, tell me what you want for Christmas.
So, Adam, tell Santa what you want. I hope it includes a big package.
Like, what a fucking creepy-ass Santa.
Well,
Santa doesn't talk like that. He's like, ho, ho, ho. His belly's full of jelly.
Santa, I want a
bowl full of jelly, not a mouth full of pearls or something.
New bicycle.
Uh-huh.
One of the Murphy bicycles.
Okay.
And I want these really cool rollerblades.
Yes.
The black ones.
Oh, the black ones. Okay.
As we've learned in previous videos, Santa loves the black ones. What's interesting is, like, all of the gifts this kid is asking for are for, like, athletic people. Bicycles, rollerblades. This guy's about 275, 300. I can tell, of course, because he's completely naked with a huge belly himself. He ain't going rollerblading. He should be like, Santa, I want a chocolate fondue fountain for Christmas and gift certificates to Golden Corral. That would be more believable.
Now, have you been a good little boy?
Of course. I've been a very good boy.
You're staying out of trouble.
Oh, well, for the most part, yes.
Okay, and anything else?
Yeah, No, I couldn't have.
What? Come on.
Oh, now, here it comes.
Well, I've always... No, I just couldn't ask.
Now, come on, tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
Okay. I've always wanted a really big candy cane.
Oh, like one of these.
Yes.
Really now? So what would you do with one of these?
Whatever Santa wanted.
Really?
So Santa has a real candy cane, and he's now jamming it in this kid's mouth, making him suck it.
Very nice. Show Santa what you can do with the big stick. Well.
God, gays are perverts.
My, Adam, you have been a good little boy.
Oh, now he's rubbing the candy cane on this guy's titty.
Why don't you lick some of that sticky good stuff off of there?
Next thing you know, he's eating Santa's butthole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Stick your tongue in there, boy. Did you say you wanted yourself a new pair of rollerblades? Start eating.
I bet you Mrs. Claus doesn't do that for Santa.
Oh, a little deeper.
I so want to move on from this Santa porn stuff, but you know, this video is 23 minutes in length, and I'm always finding new stuff, like the part where Santa starts shoving the candy cane up the little boy's asshole.
How's that?
Oh, yeah, Santa. Oh, yeah. I love your candy cane.
Take that peppermint stick, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Santa. Oh.
Now whose stocking's being stuck?
Oh, yeah.
Take that stick all the way up your ass, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let me just fast forward to where Santa comes.
Oh, yeah, give me your Christmas load.
That was actually a part of a real, like, porn that you could buy on VHS, because there's, like, credits at the end with all these other people. So that's very interesting. I hope I ruined Christmas for you. Ho, ho, ho. I hope you all enjoyed Distorted Review. If you like the podcast, make sure to subscribe. If you want to support the program, consider signing up and becoming a member of the Super Freak Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. Very reasonably priced. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Of course, you can always email me, show@distortedview.com. Voicemail on for you.
206-666-4463. Regular programs resume tomorrow. Until then, bye, everybody.